During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it a dream? Was it paranormal? Or what was it?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com as well if you want to share your ghost story. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, ad-free episodes. It's all there when you become a supporter through Apple Podcasts. Check it out right there. You can even try it for 3 days free. So, worth a shot. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. We are getting closer to spooky season. As of this recording, it is August 7th of 2023. I was in a gas station the other day. It was the 31st of July, I believe. And I was amazed because they had all the Halloween candy out. Like there was the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins. It was all Halloween stuff. I'm like, it's July. What is going on? I know things.
It seems a little early, but I think there's a lot of people who love spooky season, and It seems like the corporations and the businesses realize that, so it's coming out earlier and earlier. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it too. I just feel like it's earlier and earlier every time. I judge this by watching this for the last 10 years or so and keeping track of dates, because I remember when my daughter Harper was born, which will now be 11 years ago, as of this month. Going to Menards of all places. It's like a Home Depot or a Lowe's, depending on where you're at. It's the green version of that store. Seeing all the Halloween stuff up on August 17th of that year. I don't know how I ended up there on the next day. I went there the next day after she was born because I needed to. I have no idea why I was at Menards the day after my daughter was born, but I was at a Menards the day after my daughter was born. I think my parents were in town or something. They wanted to pick something up. And just seeing all the Halloween stuff, then going, wow, August 17th, Halloween stuff. This is a new record. And every year it's progressively gotten earlier and earlier. I understand Hobby Lobby's getting the stuff up early for people who are doing crafting and things of that nature. But just the regular stores having the stuff. Halloween candy's been in stores since late July at a lot of stores. I don't know. Why don't we just do this all year? Can't we just start celebrating these holidays year-round? Maybe that'll be the next thing. We don't have to just do it on one day. We'll have extra Halloweens. We'll have extra Christmases. Why not? Because anybody can do anything these days, right?
That's right. Yep.
So extra holidays for all. We'll do the Halloween every single 31st of a month. The month does not have a 31st in it. It's not a Halloween date. But this way, you get Halloween In January, you get it in March, you get it in May, July, August, October, obviously. You even get a Halloween in December, so you can make
it. I love it.
Halloween party on New Year's Eve. I think that that would be fitting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our caller.
Hi. It's Patrick. I've called before. I listen to your show every chance I get. And I just wanted to give you another story of mine. And it's weird. I don't know how to explain it correctly. And I know that sounds weird too. And so that's really why I would love your guys' input on it. I'd love to hear it. But it was, it's about a dream. I guess you'd call it a dream. And you'll see why I'm so hesitant to call it that later, but that I had. It was my freshman year in college, and I was still living with my parents. And usually we can talk about our dreams together. We love to do it when we wake up, you know, and on the weekends, and we sit around the table and eat breakfast and, you know, tell our dreams that we had the night before. But this one, I can't. I just have trouble talking to them about it. I've told my dad, though, but it took a while. And what the story behind it is, it was late one night, and I got home, got done with my schoolwork, and about midnight, I decided to just crash, go to bed, and I guess where the dream really starts is I'm sitting in a room that's in my house, and it's right down the hall from my bed. It's, when I say right down the hall, it's extremely close. You could really just take a couple of steps and get there. And but in this room, there's in real life, there's a tall mirror. It's about 6.5 feet tall. It's a full body mirror that's sitting catty corner in the room. And in this dream, I'm sitting down and I'm staring into it. And I remember it well because there's moonlight coming in and it's illuminating the room just enough to where I can see things and where I can kind of see my surrounding. And I'm just sitting, staring at this mirror, and where I kind of, I don't know how long I was there with these kind of things and dreams. It's like, who knows if it's, you know, 5 minutes or, you know, it feels like forever, though, that I was sitting there staring at this mirror. And what kind of made me go lucid, I guess, is I was staring at this mirror, and I almost felt like it was an eye-opening thing that looking into this mirror sitting down, I couldn't see my reflection. I couldn't see anything in this corner of the room, but I knew I was staring at the mirror. And so I get up casually, and I walk into the kitchen, avoiding the normal logic of turn the light on in the room. I just go into the kitchen, and I grab a flashlight, and I come back into the room, and I flip the flashlight on, and I point it at the base of this mirror, and the flashlight lights up everything around it, but I can't see anything in this mirror at all. I can't see anything but black, like there's a black mass there. And so I remember lifting my flashlight up towards the ceiling gradually, and ceiling's about 8 feet tall. And what scared me so bad was, is I can't see this mirror, and I'm lifting the flashlight up, and I get up to the ceiling of the room, and right underneath it is this black mass, kind of culminates into a head and shoulders. It's just Shadow Man, this gigantic, about 8 foot tall Shadow Man, is just occupying the space in front of me, and I flick the flashlight off, and I instantly try to run away and run back to my room. And you know how dreams go. When you're in that fight or flight mode in a dream, sometimes it just feels like you're made of lead. And as I try to run, it feels like I'm almost getting nowhere, and I'm running in slow motion. And I, like, this thing was almost pulling me, and I'm trying to just, my hardest to get back to the bedroom. And that's where the dream ends. I don't even remember what happens after that, except me trying to run away through the hallway. And I wake up the next morning, and usually when I have a nightmare, it's like, that's weird. Like, and then I go on about my day, and that's what happened. I woke up, and it struck me as scary, and I was like, well, okay, I don't know what that was. That was creepy. And so as I go to get up out of the bed, I lift the covers up, and that flashlight is laying, it's laying right next to my leg. And that moment is what really scared the daylights out of me. It's probably the most ominous thing I think I've ever experienced in my relatively short life. And I really don't know, like I've said, I have a hard time qualifying it as a dream, because in the end, it doesn't seem like it, but there were so many parts to it that just felt like I was dreaming. I don't know in reality how long I was actually sitting in front of that mirror, but it felt like forever. And what scared me, besides the fact that there was this tall shadow man in the room right in front of me, was the fact that I was sitting in front of it for God knows how long, and it felt like almost like violating, because I'm not a sleepwalker. I sleep next to my girlfriend now. We have our own place, and I've lived with my parents, and I've always been out like a rock. I don't move when I sleep, and so it's weird for me when I think about it that I somehow, never before in my life have I ever gotten out of my bed when I've slept, unless I've been awake, like completely coherent. And I just walked into that room in this half awake, half asleep state, and I sat down and stared there at this thing. It's the creepiest thing I've ever had happen to me. And I have trouble telling people about it. And we've had people go in there and sleep in that room before, but afterwards. And, you know, when we have guests over, we'll put a blow-up mattress in there, and I can't tell them that. Like, I can't tell them that because I don't want to scare them. I can't tell them that because I feel like I'm crazy, and I really don't know how to describe what my state of mind was. But I'd really love your guys' thoughts on it.
Your thoughts on it?
Holy crap. Like, yeah. The dream itself is a typical dream that, you know, we all probably have had at one point in our lives, right? Something scary in the room. It's a black mass or whatever. And then, you know, he's telling the story. I'm like, well, it sounds like he had a bad dream. But then when he pushes the covers over and there lays the flashlight, that's the aha moment. We're like, holy crap, what did happen? You know? Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I, how do you explain that? Like, was there some sort of, did he leave his body and travel someplace? Did this happen in another plane of existence or something like that? Or did it actually happen? That's the part that gets scary. When you have bad dreams, are you able to kind of manipulate them so they're not so bad?
When I try, when I realize that I know I'm dreaming, but that's when like things just start going the opposite way for me. Cause it's like, okay, I'm going to try and manipulate it this way. And my mind's like, screw you. We're going to do the opposite. And so I can I manipulate it? Kind of, yes, but it does seem to like work against me.
Gotcha. I've gotten better with like being able to say, okay, this is a dream. I'm going to change the situation. I don't know how I would feel personally if I had a dream like that and got up the next morning and the flashlight was laying. I'm not sure how I would respond to that. That's freaky.
It makes you wonder how much it connects into reality. Was there some sleepwalking or something going on that included, you know, physical reality, or was it a sign of some sort about the dream?
Right. I mean, that could go either way, right?
Yeah, very much so.
He could have been doing some sleepwalking or something like that, even though he says he really doesn't. Who knows? Or maybe there's something weird that we just don't understand, and by God, they're late at the flashlight.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for sharing that one. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it at ghostpodcast.com. Do check that out right there. Until next time, for Todd, Tony, thanks for listening to another episode, Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.